dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit, will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Well, 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 good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is June the 25th. It is Monday, start of another fun week in the world of finance and politics. Yeah, can't be more fun than last week. But I'm sure with all the votes that are coming down tomorrow, a lot of people are going to be confused with the actions of politicians in Washington, D.C. Well, you shouldn't be. Anyway, quick check of, I should remind you, this hour is brought to you by Republic Trading Group. We're going to do something different at Republic Trading Group this week. We're going to run the Bob Chapman special for a week. We'll give you an option. If you want to get the free-year subscription to the Bob Chapman newsletter, you have to buy a certain amount of coins in order to qualify. But even if you don't want to get the Bob Chapman special, it will still be a special, and it's a great special. Probably the best deal that I've come across ever. But you'll have to wait and find out what it is. Anyway, a quick look at what happened on Wall Street today. Whipsaw, once again, was the term used. Dow was up over 100 points at one stage during the trading session, but ended closing down 8 points at 13,352. NASDAQ off 11 at 2,577. S&P 500 off almost 5 points at 1,497. According to the AP, Wall Street gave up a big advance, turned lower today as investors suffered a new case of jitters ahead of the Federal Reserve's meeting on interest rates later this week. Once again, my friends, we are in the interest rate dilemma. Will they raise rates? Will they keep rates the same? Is inflation a problem? Well, the good news that's out there, I guess, not usually happens this way, where you've actually got declining crude oil prices and declining prices at the pump. Yeah, it doesn't work that way normally. Normally works the other way around. In the metals complex, gold closed down $2.40 on the day at $652.70. We'll have all the other metal prices and financial stories when we return.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Love you perfectly. I hung my love upon a tree.
Welcome back, my friends. Yeah, I was trying to stop myself from doing that. Old habits die hard. For your information, because we've had a few emails of this of late, apparently, and we can't hear it on our side. I can't hear it on my side. Nobody on the board can hear it. But apparently some people hear some clicking noises during the broadcast. And as I said, as far as we can tell, it's nothing on, well, we don't know what it is, to be perfectly honest with you. It's a strange clicking noise. Could be some government interception. I've just upgraded my speed of my internet. I'm now at ultra high speed, and hopefully that's fixed the problem. But yeah, it's nothing that we do on my side. Somebody says, "Are you clicking your beck?" No, that's what it sounds like when I click the beck. So we have no idea what the click, and I know it, obviously, those kind of things get irritating, but it's we haven't figured it out. They're one of those strange things. Put it up there with UFOs. Anyway, continuing on the metals closings of the day, gold, as we mentioned, down $2.40 at $652.70. Silver off 20 cents at $12.93. Platinum was off 19 dollars at $1,290. Palladium off $6 at $3.75. Currently in Asian trading, gold off 60 cents at $6.52.10. Silver up 3 cents at $12.89. Platinum off $4 at $1,291. Palladium off $1 at $3.75. As we mentioned, amazing thing. Price of crude oil goes down and price of the pump go down. Yes, you can actually get the cheap stuff in Arizona for $2.99 a gallon. Whoopee! Crude oil closed down 5 cents at $69.13. U.S. dollar index was pretty much flat on the day. It was weaker early, but obviously what caused the Dow to plunge 100 points again today. Well, there were a number of things. It was reported that the subprime hedge fund debacle at Bear Stearns could be substantially worse than initially projected. Initially projected was Bear Stearns giving a bailout of $3.5 billion. Some analysts are now saying the figure could be closer to $10 billion. That's $10,000 million, by the way. Obviously, the talk of interest rates is something that will always affect the price of gold. And any talk of higher interest rates causes, obviously, anxiety amongst many people. And in large part, as usually happens, whenever you have a major decline, well, not major, but obviously a decline that gets people worried, first thing they do is they sell their gold to cover their equity losses. According to Bloomberg, the Dow Jones Stock 600 Index has retreated 2.8% since reaching a 6.5-year high on June the 1st on speculation increased borrowing costs and higher oil prices will hurt corporate earnings. Gold has dropped 3% since June 1 as some investors sold the precious metal to cover losses in the equity markets. Stock markets appear to be peaking, says James Moore, an analyst at the Bullion Desk. He said that today by phone and added, when equity markets are falling, some investors use their gold positions to generate cash. You know, you have to ask yourself, why don't they use stocks to generate cash? Should I tell you why? Because when you sell a stock, you don't get the cash immediately. It takes a couple of weeks to liquidate one of those babies. Gold, on the other hand, is instant money. Yes, a lot of people forget about that. Anyway, the momentum obviously is sitting in the hands of those who interpret the Federal Open Market Committee meetings statements that are going to come out, as we said, later this week, and they'll be able to look in their little crystal balls to see what the Fed's going to do. Moore concluded saying gold is well placed now. Said demand for the metal will rise in the third and final quarter, partly driven by the wedding season in India and the world's biggest consumer of gold bullion. Gold bullion may trade as high as $700 an ounce by year-end, Moore forecasts. Well, that's just hoping that nothing bad happens between now and then. And the probability of something bad happening between now and then, extremely good. It could happen tomorrow. Well, you know what's happening tomorrow, don't you? Yes. The Senate's going to vote on cloture on the immigration bill. A lot of the talking heads out there seem to think, and when I refer to talking heads, I'm not talking to the mainstream media talking heads, I'm just talking about our fellow compatriots on the talk radio circuit who are demanding that you call your representatives and tell them how outraged you are that they're actually going to vote for cloture of the immigration bill. Let me tell you about how much attention these elected representatives in Washington, D.C. pay to your telephone calls and your emails. They don't pay any attention to them. As a matter of fact, if you want to call Senator Lott's office today, you'll most probably find that his voicemail says that it is full. Senator Lott already said that he has to have two or three girls now answering the phones from irate constituents who are opposed to his supporting of the immigration bill. And he goes on to add that they pretty much do not pay any attention to these calls any longer because of the level of profanity that his girls are subjected to. Now, this is something I said this a long time ago. In the 8 years I was on the radio during the Clinton administration, I received a fair amount of, it wasn't even that much of emails from people opposed to, obviously, my position against Clinton. But in the first 4 years of the Bush administration, because I gave Bush a little bit of rope when he was elected. I said, let's not hang, you know, the son for the sins of the father. Let's give him a bit of time. It took about a month of his presidency before I declared Bush a fraud. And subsequently, I disagreed with every single one of his policies from that point on. The level of hate mail that I received in 4 years far surpassed anything in the 8 years of the Clinton administration. And the level of debate, if you will, in the emails was unbelievable. It was hateful. There's only way you can explain this. The language was juvenile, to put it best. And to just make this point even further, last Friday, I believe it was, watching C-SPAN, I always enjoy Fridays on C-SPAN's Washington Journal, because Brian Lamb is there, and I always enjoy watching Brian Lamb as he dances through the phone calls. And apparently C-SPAN, the day before, C-SPAN had shown a live feed from somewhere in San Francisco that was giving a conference, and Michael Savage apparently was giving a presentation, which wasn't a live presentation, it was a video presentation that he gave, and C-SPAN, for whatever reason, didn't cover the part of the Michael Savage video presentation. And so on Friday morning, obviously, C-SPAN was deluged with emails from Michael Savage supporters. Brian Lamb was so taken aback. And Brian Lamb, he's one of those, he wouldn't harm a fly. To this day, I couldn't tell you what his political affiliation is. And as you know, I say, I usually can judge a person by their, I can sort of figure out where they are politically speaking. Brian Lamb is one of those unique individuals where, and the reason why people like him, because he doesn't offend a lot of people. He's very politically correct in that term. But he was so taken aback by the level of rhetoric that he was receiving from Michael Savage listeners, that he read these emails on the air. And that level of angst is probably exactly the type of stuff that these senators and congressmen are receiving from people obviously opposed to their position on the immigration bill, which is the reason why I say if you are going to solicit your congressman or your senator, no matter how you feel about them, you have to do so in a respectful way and try and argue your point on logic and fact and history. But when you get it into that gutter level of calling people communists and thugs and socialists and all the rest of the stuff, debate is over at that point. Debate has ceased to be meaningful in any level. Your statements, therefore, mean absolutely nothing. Therefore, no matter how much Sean Hannity tells you to call your senators and congressmen, they ain't listening to you. And guess what? They will vote for cloture tomorrow, and they'll get more than the 60 votes they need. We'll be back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war.
For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war.
Welcome back. There's a shadow. Monday edition of the Flip Side, rubbing a well with you. Before we continue, let's go to the phones. We've got Tom. Where are you calling from, Tom?
Do you hear me?
Yes. Where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Okay. That also, that part that you were talking about earlier was a buzzing sound over the phone, and your radio station went dead.
Was it a buzzing sound or a clicking sound?
No, it was a buzzing sound on this end up here.
Oh, really?
But anyway, yeah, that's not why I'm calling. Saturday night here in beautiful Lancaster County, home of the dispensationalists, there was a sort of a small reunion, which my wife attended after work, and I didn't go because it was just old school friends from whatever. Anyway, the one person was an engineer who had worked, construction engineer, who had worked in South Africa. And he led the other people to believe that the reason the blacks were so vindictive is because they were mistreated by the white population there. I almost went into hysterics over it, and I wasn't even there. And I would, my analysis of the situation is this. It's the same as there as it is here, that in your prison population is 80% black minority, and the other 20% is white. And I have a feeling that the same thing applied in South Africa. I find it hard, knowing white people like I know them and knowing black people, that white people would deliberately mistreat them for the sake of mistreating, which this individual led, was leading the other people to believe. I don't agree with that, and I'd like you to, I know you've lived in, you were born in Rhodesia, and and lived in South Africa, and I'd like you to shed some light on before you continue, and I'll hang up, and I thank you very much for your time, sir.
All right. My pleasure. I guess you could make the same argument about, American Indians. Look, there's no question that in some instances, blacks were mistreated in Southern Africa. I mean, they were a majority, controlled by a minority. But by and large, did the people, in other words, the white people of South Africa, did we mistreat blacks? Well, first of all, everybody has servants in Africa. In other words, your average family home had two or three servants, sometimes four servants, depending on the size of the home. You had a servant who took care of the in-house duties, whether it was just doing the laundry, cleaning up the house, or in most instances, preparing and cooking the food, and in a lot of instances, taking care of the kids. Because of the largeness of some of the homes, you would need a garden boy or two, which usually was the son or a relative of the nanny that you had in the house. Now, nannies and the people that work for you, believe this one or not, because they spend so much time with the family, they become part of the family. And so you don't mistreat blacks that are working for you. I mean, it's just ludicrous. It's the same thing that happened in America. Thomas Jefferson, we always hear about Thomas Jefferson and how he was a slave owner, but the facts are the facts. When you read the accounts of Jefferson's slaves, is they loved the man. And not many of them, as far as my history book tells me, that many of them ran away from their colonial masters at the time, because by and large they were well treated. Obviously, it goes to many other issues. Who would exploit, obviously, the bad treatment of blacks? I mean, I remember watching television in the 70s where the only visual images Americans got of what happened in South Africa was pictures of white police officers with the German shepherds and sjambaks chasing black people. But those were isolated incidents. Those were incidents in large part where migratory blacks had come into South Africa to cause trouble. You got to understand that the immigration situation that's going on here in America is not much different to what was going on in South Africa. There were indigenous blacks in the area, which were a very small part of the population. In other words, the most indigenous blacks in Southern Africa were the Zulus. The causes were far, far north. They were nowhere to be found when white settlers first moved in there. So there's a lot of misinformation to obviously facilitate the concept of cultural Marxism, otherwise political correctness. And if we want to deal with race relations, I got something to say on the other side of this from recent headlines.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
She came from Providence, one in Rhode Island.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Monday. Yeah, it's always a interesting fact when you hear former South Africans who are bought into the concept of towing the cultural Marxism line that that blacks were ill-treated in South Africa. A large majority of the indigenous people in Southern Africa today, if you had to ask them, they would say that life was substantially better under the apartheid system of government. At least they didn't have to worry about AIDS or tuberculosis or malaria. South Africa was pretty much crime-free as opposed to what it is today. And these are just white Caucasians that have the people that are often referred to as the people that were shamed into silence. These are people that bought into the communist propaganda machine, which, when you base it down, what is racism? Racism is a word that was concocted by those who wanted to defeat Western society and Western culture. And that's how cultural Marxism was ultimately devised, in order to because they knew it's the white man's Achilles heel, the perpetual guilt factor, as we witness today. I mean, just look at the news stories of the last couple of weeks. We've got the story about the white girl that went missing, ultimately found dead together with her baby, but nobody mentions the racial context of a white girl and a black boy. We look at the Duke LaCrosse case. Now, four Duke LaCrosse cases were adjudicated guilty even before the facts came out. You had 80 professors at the the puppy mill of socialism called Duke University who chastised the Duke players. They were guilty of it. It's this perpetuation of white guilt. And it's amazing how many people carry it around. But nobody talks about the racial differences that are going on here and the woman's judgment by hooking up with this guy in the first place. They don't talk about these things. They don't talk about any of these things. When you had a horrific rape case of two college kids, I mean, I won't even go into explaining to you what was done to these two white college kids by three black guys. That case was never broadcast. And here over the weekend, you've got situations where you should have people like, where was Jesse Jackson this weekend? Well, he was standing outside demonstrating against a gun store that he says is the result of the violence in the black community. I've forgotten where he was. So he's blaming the gun store because of black guys running around killing each other. I mean, it's nuts. And this is a problem. Most Americans do suffer from white guilt. That's why everybody has embraced this cultural Marxism philosophy of political correctness. Americans have been shamed into silence. And this is why we've got this immigration debate going on right now. And people are just too afraid, because they're too afraid to be called a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, whatever the case may be. And so their voices are stifled. And so we try to make arguments on stuff that makes absolutely no logical sense, because we don't discuss the true issue of what multiculturalism is all about and how obviously it is a destruction of Western civilization and Western culture. What we are witnessing right now with this whole immigration debate, my friends, is a complete disintegration of U.S. sovereignty. This is no different to what happened in South Africa. The level of violence and the level of crime in South Africa today is due in large part because of the immigration of illegal blacks that bought into that whole concept that here's a part of the world where you can come, because whatever the white guy has, because he took it from you illegally, you have the right to take it back from him. And if that means rape, pillage, and plunder, so be it. And that's the mindset. You got to understand, a whole generation of kids in Africa grew up to the Nelson Mandela creed of you don't need no education. I mean, they used to sing the song. Pink Floyd, the government banned a record called Another Brick in the Wall because they sang the song, we don't need no education. Black kids were singing the song in Africa. Because Nelson Mandela and the ANC told them that when liberation comes, whatever the white man's got, you can have. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to study for it. Yeah, take it from him. Why? Because you're evil white people. And you hurt the black people. Well, no matter how you feel about, obviously, segregation, it's no different, by the way, South African former government's no different to the current Israeli government. Why doesn't the world chastise Israel for its apartheid policies? Well, because it's politically incorrect to chastise Israel. Israel can do no wrong in the eyes of, well, the eyes of America. But it's the same system. It makes absolutely no sense. So, yeah, it's another one of these things where I say there's no honest debate that's ever held on any of these issues. It's like, once again, back to the immigration issue. Is it about immigration? Is it about legalizing 12 million Mexicans? No, it's not. It's got nothing to do with that. The reason the immigration bill the reason it's going to fly through, and the reason it's going to get passed with a few modifications here or there, is because the main engine of that bill is national ID card. Hello, you paying attention? National ID card and the North American Union. And I almost fell out of my chair today when I heard Patrick Buchanan say exactly the same thing on national television. I went, way to go, Pat. Somebody finally said it. Went straight over the head of the person who was interviewing. Didn't pay any attention to the statement that hidden in the bill is the North American Union. Hidden in the bill is a national ID card. And you've got Republicans and Democrats, both sides, agreeing with a biometric identification card. And most people around there thinking that this biometric identification card is to stop illegals from working in America. Please, give me a break. You think you aren't going to have to prove that you're a citizen? Even though you've got blonde hair and blue eyes and you talk with an American accent, you, in the eyes of the law, you still have to prove that you're a citizen. Otherwise, they can nail your employee. You see, to solve this immigration debate, all you got to do is you just got to make it illegal. In other words, employees have to verify that you are legally required to work in America. Now, this is law on the books. They could just enforce the law. That would put a kibosh on this whole argument, but no. Why don't they just simply enforce the law? It's there. It's there. It's law. But no, because they want the national ID card. They want the North American Union. And they also want the destruction of Western culture and Western civilization, because ultimately that's what's going to happen in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, people can't even discuss the Constitution in this country. They've got no idea what the Constitution means. Look what Dick Cheney is doing. Now, he's telling people, well, I'm part of the legislative branch. Well, I'm not part of the executive branch any longer. Yeah, so the laws that apply to the executive branch don't apply to me because I'm part of the legislative branch. But most people can't even understand. Well, that's just a little too deep for me to understand. Anyway. I know we've had some callers hanging on there while I ranted and raved, but anyway, hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Sorry about that.
Hi, how are you doing today?
It's Monday.
I guess it is Monday.
Yeah.
I was sitting on hold and I was listening to some of your comments, but I really wasn't calling about that. I'm actually calling off subject right now as far as what you were just talking about.
Sure, fire away.
I have a little bit of a situation here. I don't know how familiar you are with the use of bills of exchange or drafts or time drafts and the whole redemption process. Are you familiar with any of that?
You've got to put it in a... give me a little bit more to go on.
Well, basically, people using bonded instruments that are created through a UCC contract trust and to discharge debts, et cetera, et cetera. And have you ever heard of the secured party creditors or anything of that nature?
What are you trying to do?
Well, right now, have you ever heard of it before? That's the first question.
Well, there's a lot of things I hear, and at my age, it's sort of, it's probably stuck in the recesses of my mind.
Well, I guess what I'm asking about is, if I had a bonded registered bill of exchange that's bonded with a silver bond, would that be legal or illegal?
I can't see why it would be illegal. I mean, is this something that you have?
What do you mean,
is this,
silver?
Is this something that you bought, or is this something that someone's trying to sell to you?
Well, it's something that I already have, but the bill of exchange would be in the lines of the use for something to discharge a debt. You know, I know that some people who work in the freedom movement, they're probably familiar with it, and so I figured I'd ask you, maybe you knew.
Yeah, no, I'm very leery of a lot of that stuff. The other day I had a woman call me up and she wanted to know whether or not she could pay off her house using American Gold Eagles and using the $50 face value as a currency unit. And a couple of people have tried that before, and unfortunately, not only did they lose their gold, but they ended up in a lot of trouble because the IRS doesn't view, a $650 coin as being worth $50. So, yeah, I mean, a lot of these things have been tried in the past, and people usually end up on the wrong end of the stick because they listen to various radio programs where the host pretty much is either just peddling something he wants to sell or doesn't know what he's talking about. And ultimately, it gets people into trouble.
Really?
Well, sure. Look, an apogee. Look, if something, I always have a basic philosophy in life. If something sounds too good to be true, pretty much it is untrue. And if there's if there are ways that you're trying to work around, either you know trying to befuddle the IRS, you know, you better have your ducks in order before you start doing stuff like that. I mean, the IRS is no different to a U.S. prosecutor. You got to understand, they got the full faith and credit of the United States government behind them. And unless you got your ducks in the order, they will take you outside and spank you.
Well,
I'd be very leery of, and I'm not sure what it is, but I'd be very leery of it. Look, I mean, you know, people have tried to introduce gold and silver as a script. I'm talking about the guys who started the Liberty Dollar. They're in a fight with the government as we speak about whether or not they can actually call their silver dollars dollars. Because it's not a dollar. By their definition, a dollar is a unit of weight and measure, which is what it is. But trying to, you know, trying to fight against, and I don't want to sound defeatist here in any way, shape, or form, but, you know, if you're going to take on the beast, you better have a lot more ammunition on your side. Than you would normally have, because they are, look, it's a simple fact of life. They're bigger, they're more powerful, and they're stronger than you are. And as I said, they'll take you outside and spank you. So be leery of that. Look, the only gold and silver I advise people to have is the physical stuff that's in your hand. Holding papers or notes or you know, some guy storing it for you in some mountain vault in Bora Bora. You know, it defeats the whole aim of the object. You know, if you want to protect yourself against a declining dollar, if you want to protect yourself against loss of purchasing power, there's only one asset out there that's going to do it for you, and that's the physical ownership of gold and or silver.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not brain surgery.
But, well, and, I guess.
And, you know,
what
because,
say?
Because it sounds like what you have is simply a piece of paper saying something is somewhere, so therefore, you know, I'm entitled to this.
And that wouldn't be legitimate. If you have the silver, and you have an actual silver bond, you know, because
you have the physical silver.
Yes, and
What form is it in?
It's in coins, U.S. minted coins.
Okay.
And what was explained to me is that you can create a silver bond that gives you the power to discharge a debt.
On the face value of the coin?
No, they said on any value of any dollar. Because, yeah. You know, they said because silver coins are a superior form of currency.
Well, there's no, you won't get an argument from me on that one. But who holds the coins? Well, the whole, you know what you should do? Do you have access to the internet?
Yes.
Why don't you send me the information in an email?
Okay.
And I'll do a little bit of research on my side and I'll figure out what it is that you're talking about, and hopefully be able to give you a response. You can email me at you can either go to the website at republictradinggroup.net. And just click on my name, and it'll automatically set you up with an email. Or if that doesn't work for you, you can just email me at robnull1@mac.com.
Oh, wow. I'm actually walking around outside. I'm going to my purse to grab a pen right now.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, you can give us a call at the Republic Trading Group, or you can go online to Republic Broadcasting Network and just click on my name and it'll take you to my email. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
And we'll be back with the Week Bob Chapman special. And you better stay tuned for this one. You ain't going to believe what I'm going to tell you.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multiwave oscillator created by doctors Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Final segment for this Monday. The producer gave me a little bit more information about the lady they called. First of all, you got to understand something. If you walk into any bank in America and you hand them a gold coin or a silver coin, they will look at you as if you arrived from another planet. Banks in America have no concept of what gold or silver is, or at least the people that are working in the banks have no concept of what gold and silver is. You can't take a gold coin and go to a bank and say, give me the spot price of gold, because they don't deal in gold and silver. They don't want to deal in gold and silver. because they make no money on gold and silver. They make money on fiat paper. That's where they make their money. So anybody going into a bank to try and negotiate on silver and gold, you're just barking up the wrong tree. And if it's an honest bank, it'll tell you, look, go find a coin dealer. What's the special we're going to run this whole week? Bob Chapman's special. I have access to 500 Krugerrands, which I will sell for $11 over spot. It's the cheapest premium you're going to pay over spot for a 1 ounce pure gold coin. If you buy 20 or more, you will get a free year subscription to the Bob Chapman newsletter. So this goes on for the whole week. I know some people say, well, I missed your show on Tuesday. I couldn't have. So the whole week. You want to buy 10, that's fine. You'll get it at $11 over spot. You want to buy 20, you'll still get it for $11 over spot, but you will get an additional a freebie, and that is a subscription to the Bob Chapman newsletter. Now, the price is going to change every day. Price will be set based on whatever the spot price is. And, for instance, what's the spot price you'll be charged on a 1 ounce Krugerrand today? Well, we got a spot of, let's see, we closed at 651.30. That's $11 means a Krugerrand will cost you $662.30 today. And if you want to compare it to a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle, 1 ounce American Gold Eagles today are selling for $685.20. So you're getting almost a $24 discount to a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. And so that's 1 ounce Krugerrand. The Krugerrand, just so you know, first 1 ounce gold coin ever produced by a government on the face of the earth. The popularity of the Krugerrand soared dramatically in the United States because Americans couldn't buy gold when they introduced the Krugerrand. Krugerrand was introduced in 1965. It was the first time a government issued a 1 ounce, half ounce, quarter ounce, and 1/10 ounce gold coin. So if you want a Krugerrand, $11 over spot, call us here at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. And we will do it all over again tomorrow. Till then, see you back.
It's true. Gold.